I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. As summer ends and fall begins, tens of millions of Americans will feel a tickle in their nose. Fall allergies can cause sneezing, runny noses, and itchy, watery eyes. And climate change could make fall allergies last longer every year. The main cause of fall allergies is ragweed. Ragweed plants can each produce up to a billion tiny grains of pollen every year, which can spread for hundreds of miles on the wind. As the climate warms, ragweed plants in many areas are living longer and producing pollen later into the fall. In Minneapolis, for example, the pollen season now lasts more than a month longer than it did in 1970. Researchers have also found that burning fossil fuels and adding more carbon pollution to the atmosphere could worsen fall allergies. Studies show that when there's more carbon dioxide in the air, some ragweed plants grow bigger and create more pollen. And the pollen they produce is especially potent and can trigger a stronger allergic response. People with ragweed allergies can ease their suffering by keeping the windows shut, using an air filter, and taking allergy medicine. But as the climate continues to warm, fall allergies will likely get worse. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Supported and empowered by the students of SFU and listeners like you. For your community, by your community. You are CJSF.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
Hello and welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you 2 full hours of phenomenal, fabulous, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. Consider this your 2-hour mixtape where we celebrate and amplify voices that need to be heard. Coming up in the first hour, I've got new music on the way from Margo Price, as well as new music from The Beths, classic country from Tammy Wynette on the way, music coming up from Valerie June, Coco Taylor. We are going to kick off the entire 2 hours, though, with an originator, a trailblazer, a pioneer. When your initials are R&B, that alone says you have blazed a trail for the entire genre. Going back over 70 years, we are kicking things off with R&B legend Ruth Brown right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Mama, he treats your daughter mean. looking at me sideways. Got you longing for them good old days. Got you spinning and unwinding, hoping, searching, finding a brighter place. They grind that hustle, got that claw, that crawl, that ruffle. On that make it till you make it, you know they cannot break it. And every day, got you looking at me sideways. Got you longing for them good old days. Got you spinning and unwinding, a hoping, searching, finding a brighter place. See you grooving and a shaking. Forwards, tossing, twisted onwards, a dirty phrase. I know I've
you think you can. Gonna find a boy who can.
From an album that turns 30 years old this year, reaching back to 1995, it is the bluesy folk pop musician Joan Osborne. She released her breakout debut album, Relish, in 1995. And since then, in those 30 years, she has definitely been a critic's favorite and a cult favorite for the blues rock that she makes. Before Joan Osborne, we heard brand new music from Valerie June, Memphis Americana singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist Valerie June. She returned earlier this spring with her fifth album, Owls, Omens, and Oracles. The new album is a full circle moment, revisiting her indie roots while still pushing forward. Valerie June centers on a joyful and spiritual outlook, celebrating growth and resistance. It's an album that is meant to inspire, heal, and unite people. It is definitely on my list of favorite albums released this year so far. Kicking off the entire 2 hours, we started the full mixtape with an R&B legend, truly a trailblazer of the R&B sound. Her initials are R&B, Ruth Brown. We went back to 1953 with her song, Mama, He Treats Your Daughter Mean, and it was released as a single in January of 1953, over 70 years ago. Now, time for something thoroughly more modern, something of this decade. It is a band that is home-based both in Montreal and Winnipeg. It is a band that was a beginning start for the artist we now know as Begonia. I am talking about folk rock band Chic Gamine right now here on Girly So Groovy.
I need some. Yeah.
When the patriarchy's got you down and you just want to sing, scream, shout the blues, well then you've tuned to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock. Chicago's powerhouse queen of the blues, Coco Taylor right there. An artist that has not been featured here on Girly So Groovy for a hot minute and thought it's time to get that voice back on the airwaves. We heard the song Voodoo Woman. That reaches back to 1975 from Coco Taylor. In the middle, can we talk about In the Middle? When we talk about albums that have come out so far that I'm just loving, this particular album, In the Middle, is one of those. Southern Avenue, a band that uses vintage blues and soul as their musical foundation. Southern Avenue is a band that brews up a sound inspired by their home base of Memphis, Tennessee. Their fourth album is called Family. The album is just a soaring, gritty, uplifting album celebrating love, struggle, determination, and, of course, aptly titled Family. The album came out in the spring. I cannot stop featuring it here on Girly So Groovy, and I will continue to do so. We are not a one and done with a single, the hot single off an album. We are a slow simmer. And if there is an album that I think is worth sharing with you, I definitely do that here on the program. Before Southern Avenue, we heard the band Sheik Gamine with their song All Night. That is the opening song to the band's 2015 album, Light a Match. Lots more music to get to coming up in the next half hour. I've got music on the way from Nicolette and the Nobodies, new music from the Beths, some 90s classic alternative rock from Plumtree coming up as well. But before we get to any more music, just let me remind you, when I talk about bands or musicians that just aren't getting enough Girly So Groovy radio love, I want you to be part of that conversation. The best way you can let me know who you think should be featured on the show is through our social media channels. We're on Facebook at Girly So Groovy, Girly and Groovy ending with an IE,